Good morning, church. Before I start, I would like to share something with you. We're talking about the Holy Spirit and how he works in our lives to accomplish God's will. He's gone. Jay was talking about the mayor and the leaders in our community, and they need help and direction. But you know what they need? They need the Holy Spirit in their life. Even if the Holy Spirit indwells in them now, we are to pray for them that they will be able to hear and listen what the Holy Spirit is saying in their lives, for not only them and their family, but for our community, for Elkhart, South Bend, Mishawaka, Indiana. And this will affect everybody throughout our nation, because you know it goes from one to the other to the other. Now, my story I want to tell you about is I was in Sam's Club a few days ago, and I had been praying, of course, about today and stuff, and I got a text from Pastor Janet, and I remember something that she had said to us before. What do you want from me? Do you want the mother? Do you want the pastor? Do you want the doctor, or do you want the apostle? Well, my answer was, I want the apostle. So she texted me while I was in Sam's Club, minding my business, doing my little thing with my mask on, because most of you know I always wear a mask. And she told me, I'll be praying for you. And as I read that, and I pushed up to answer her, I felt like something just dropped all over me. You know, as you read about the day of the Pentecost, how the Holy Spirit just fell on everybody, I felt like, oh my goodness, what is going on? My body starts shaking. You know, I wanted to just run, but I composed myself. I kept my mask on, and then God said, well, who did you call on for that? I said, I called on and I received the anointing of the apostle. So what I'm trying to say to you is respect our leaders for who they are. Call them by what God has ordained them to do. Years ago, I remember people calling her Janet. Woo, that did something to me. Don't do that. She is Apostle Janet. He is Apostle Leonard. Not meaning that they're better than anybody else, but they are set in office. God set them in office. And you know what comes from them? Comes down to each one of us as we respect them. Call your elders Elder. Elder Sylvia. Elder Carol. Elder Carol. Elder Jim and Ron. Because if you just want Ron, you're going to get Ron. But me, sometimes I might want Mama, but most of the time I want that apostle. So that's what I wanted to say to you, to share with you today. But I did keep my mask on. And, you know, as we go through this virus and everybody has masks and they got 6 feet apart and stuff, when you see somebody, you can't smile. But that day, because of what had happened to me and had fallen on me, God, the Holy Spirit, was telling me there are other ways to do this. Emphasize, I can shake my head. I can do the little bump. I can open the door for somebody. If somebody is coming across and it's really my turn, I can let them go across. Show the God inside of you. If you listen to the Holy Spirit, he, not it, but he will tell you and he will direct your path. Amen. So, Father God, I just thank you. And, Lord, we honor you and we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the Spirit-filled moment that is happening right now. Lord, we thank you for your comforting and abiding presence. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. And Holy Spirit, we want to hear from you daily. We want to fill up with what you have to say. Thank you for the Spirit of Christ that dwells in us. Have your way in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. And so my topic is how the Holy Spirit works in our lives to accomplish God's will. I want to read scriptures, Matthew 1 through 18. And that is, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not waiting to make her of a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But the Holy Spirit had other directions for him. Other directions for him. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. The Holy Spirit was given to us. Wow. It's not because of anything that you did, anything that you have to do. This is a gift from God, giving us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has different functions, which we'll talk about today. In Matthew 1:22, so all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Okay, that says God is always with us. The Holy Spirit is always with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife Mary. And he did not know her till she had birthed forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Here you see the Holy Spirit sends an angel in a dream. So the Holy Spirit comes in different ways. I don't know if you've ever read Jane Hammond's Dreams and Visions. If you haven't, I've been reading this, and it's really a good book because it talks about the types of dreams that you can have. The dreams where God gives it to the Holy Spirit for us to do different things, or just a mind thing. You know, you're hungry when you go to sleep, so you dream about food. But God gives us other dreams through the Holy Spirit. So Joseph, he went ahead and did what the angel told him to do, and he took Mary as his wife. God is with us. The Holy Spirit is with us. Sometimes God does give us dreams. The Holy Spirit guides us how to pray. Apostle Janet was telling us the other night that she gets a lot of emails. And this was interesting. So this will help you. You get a lot of emails and you don't know which one to read. Well, you ask the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit, which of these should I read? Which one of these emails is going to accomplish your will? And she got a good one and she shared it. So the Holy Spirit will guide you in your prayers. The Holy Spirit teaches us. Teaches us. I am sure when Elder Jim gets up here, because he's ordained teacher, that the Holy Spirit talks to him often about what he wants to bring to God's people. He directs us. He tells us sometimes when we at a stoplight and we don't know why, he tells us to slow down or go to the left, but that could be because he's trying to stop us from being in danger. The Holy Spirit will direct you. The Holy Spirit gives us power. In that power, we can use to witness to people. We can use it to spread the gospel of Jesus. This is something that we want, power to be able to spread the gospel of Jesus. The power is very important. The Holy Spirit comforts us. Oh my goodness, when you have such of a hard day, so many things are happening. Your house payment needs to be paid. Your insurance needs to be. Your child calls and says they're sick. Your job is being shut down because of the virus. Pray, and the Holy Spirit will comfort you because you're never alone. You're just never alone. He gives us power to witness to people. Like when I was doing that in the Sam's Club, I had my mask on, but it was a different type of witnessing than I've ever done before. The world will not go back to normal, so we have to readjust. We have to shift a little bit and do things a different way. With the power of the Holy Spirit, we can be effective in our respective ministries. Your faith stands in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us power to witness. As children of God, we cannot afford to ignore the presence of the Holy Spirit. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. In Luke 12:12, it starts with Jesus presented the third person of Trinity, the Holy Spirit, in his role as teacher. Throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Holy Spirit empowered believers. At times, he equipped them with extraordinary wisdom and strength. Jesus emphasized the Holy Spirit as a helper, giving assistance and delivering power at the very hour it is needed. Sometimes we ask God for a certain thing, for money, a new job, a vacation, whatever it may be. Sometimes we want it today, but God says, no, it's in my time. And you know what? God's always in time. He's always on time. He's never late. So he delivers the power at the hour that it is needed. God is always on time. For the Holy Spirit will teach you that the hour what you ought to say. So if you need to be saying something to someone today and it's not the time, so the Holy Spirit will direct you, no, don't do that. So listen, pray and listen, because tomorrow the Holy Spirit is going to say, okay, it's time, go ahead and do that. So the Holy Spirit is our teacher. Amen. You know that? He's your teacher. He's your helper. He's your comforter. He's your person that you go to for prayer and tell you which way to go. He'll tell you what to pray. Sometimes we don't know what to pray. A lot of times we don't know which direction to go to pray. But the Holy Spirit will direct your path. Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:14, and my speech and preaching was not with enticing words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, the teaching in the gospel would rest on man's wisdom, and the church would have a form of godliness without the power of the Holy Spirit. I am so thankful that in this church, the River of Life Community Church, that we believe in the Holy Spirit, that we believe in the Trinity, that we believe Jesus Christ. We believe the Son. I thank God that we set on the apostles that teach us this. We are blessed. John 14:15-16, Jesus promises another helper. If you love me, he says, keep my commandment, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells within you and will be with you always. How about that? Always, not sometimes, but always. You know, back in the Old Testament, a lot of times it was a sometimes. You didn't always have it. Can you imagine us not having it, Jen? Can you imagine not having the Holy Spirit in your life? In the Old Testament, it wasn't like that. But in the New Testament, we thank God for what he has done for us and given us the Holy Spirit. In verse 18, it says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Jesus is referring to the Holy Spirit as another helper. Jesus requested the Holy Spirit, and the Father gave the Spirit an answer to his request. Ha. Jesus asked his Father. He asked his Father for something for us. And the Father abided by giving us the Holy Spirit. So, you know, you just have to ask and you shall receive. You knock and the doors will open for you. Do you realize that? When you are a godly child and you go by the commandments of the Father and you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within you, you knock on that door and that door will open if it's God's will. You ask and God will give it to you. He will. So Jesus requested the Spirit, and the Father gave the Spirit in answer to his request. When speaking of the Holy Spirit, John used the name helper, meaning one who is called beside, and Spirit of truth. To designate the Holy Spirit, the third person in Trinity, the Holy Spirit as a mediator or intercessor indwells the believer. That's you and me. We're the believers. So it dwells in us and serves as a revealer of God's will. The teacher, the agent of empowerment, the comforter, and the counselor. Oh, my God, the Holy Spirit is important. That's an important job. You should be saying, thank you, Lord. Let's say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! I can't remember not understanding about the Holy Spirit. Can you remember that? Can you remember? No. But I love that God has given us the Holy Spirit. And I'm so thankful to be a believer that he dwells inside of me all the time. The Holy Spirit is the third person of Trinity and should be referred to, as I said, he. He is a he. He is not an it. Sometimes I be in conversation and they say it. No, he is a he.
That's right.
He's a he. So you remember that. Respect that as you would respect your apostles and Jesus Christ. Throughout history, God acted, revealed his will, empowered individuals, and disclosed his personal presence through the Holy Spirit. So through the Holy Spirit, I can feel God's presence. I thank you, Lord, for your presence. I thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When the presence of Jesus Christ come upon you, healing goes on. Prayers get answered, right? Woo! Power comes. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Numbers 11, 26, the Holy Spirit has specific functions. As I said in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was given to individuals at a specific time to aid in accomplishing a particular assignment or mission. So only certain times, you know, certain assignments did they have the Holy Spirit in them. He was not constantly present in the life of every follower. However, from the coming of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit indwells all believers from the moment they trust completely in the Lord and his saving power. So you know, you want to be saved. You want to receive Jesus Christ into your life. Lord and his saving power. When an individual accepts Jesus as Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to indwell, never to leave us. God says in Ephesians 4:30. So I don't know, but if there's anybody here that has not received Jesus Christ in their life, I'm going to ask everyone to bow their head and those that are watching at home, at work, wherever you are, if you have not received Jesus Christ into your life, if you do not have the direction and the teacher and the instructor of the Holy Spirit within your life, I ask you to bow your head. Everyone, bow your head. And those that have not received Jesus Christ into your life, if you are here, just raise your hand. And if you are at home, just raise your hand as a symbol. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior, this is a day, an opportunity for you to set that right. So you also can have the Holy Spirit within your life. Along with the Holy Spirit, so many advantages, so many functions come along with that. So we do want the Holy Spirit in our life. So those of you that have not received Jesus Christ in your life, it is so simple. It is so easy. You just have to believe with all your heart that Jesus died on the cross for you and for me. For you and for me. And that he rose again. Many people may not believe that. But Jesus rose again, and he walked the earth. He did this for us. If you believe this, and if you need help on understanding more of this, if someone in this church knows someone and you need help, Apostle Leonard has nice little cards that can help you walk the person through this. And if you are at home and you need help, you can call the number that will be showing up later on our website, and we'll be glad to send you more information. Call one of your local churches. Apostle Leonard has these cards that he carries around with him everywhere he goes. And with this card, it is easy for you. You can't ever go wrong, because we don't want anyone die and not be saved. We don't want anyone not to have the Holy Spirit in their lives. We don't want anyone to want to pray and not know how to pray because they don't have the Holy Spirit in their life. We don't want anyone to be ill and not know about Jesus Christ. You want, when you die, to see your brothers and sisters in heaven. So if you have any doubt about how to do this and to lead someone to the Lord, please call our church, and we will make sure that you get a copy of this tag. So we thank you. In Romans 8:26, the Spirit helps believers know how to pray. God gives us things to use. He gives us things to use to be able to lead people to him. Romans 8:27, the Spirit intercession can be trusted because he intercedes according to God's will. So we are in intercession with the Lord praying, and the Holy Spirit is leading us. We know that we can trust it because God gave the Holy Spirit directions on what he needs to be done in his will. And so at this time,
you can stay right there, Pastor Cheryl.
Just rest. Rest in the Lord. Sometimes the Holy Spirit even tells you something that he wants someone else to know. I like that. I like being able to bless someone. What God probably already told them, but they didn't realize who it came from. And they didn't know if it was for real. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to you, daughter, I love you. I love you. And I am so proud of the woman that you have become. I am so proud that you have taken a step further to come even closer to me. God says, but you have limited yourself. God said there's more things that he has for you to do. And the Father says he wants you to draw on the Holy Spirit. He wants you to get on your knees at night and pray. God, what do you have for me to do? He just wants you to say, yes. Yes, Lord, I will. And he says, everything that he wants you to do, you'll be able to. Because he has equipped you to do it already. So you don't want to just sit sometimes. You want to get up and do what God has for you to do. To glorify him, to expand yourself and your family. So when you go to work, God says, you'll know certain things that you didn't know before, and you'll be able to move forward in those things. God said he is going to bless you abundantly. He's opening doors for you even as you begin to say, yes, Lord. He says, love you because I love you. He says, never forget how important you are to me, daughter. I love you, and I will protect everything and everyone around you. He says, just know that I got my arms around you. He says, I got your back. I got your back. Elderon, God says sometimes you talk about retiring, but you know better. You know there's no such thing in the kingdom as retiring. God says all it's going to do when you step down from your full-time job, you're going to walk into another job that you love to do, where you'll be helping people. God said he is making all that happen for you. So that you will be able to say more so, yes, Lord. And you'll be calling Pastor Janet. Pastor Janet, what do you need? Apostle Janet, what do you need? Apostle Leonard, can I do this? God said he is making all this for you. You and your wife will not be really retiring. You'll just be shifting into another position. He said there are things in this county, in this town that needs to be done. People that need to be talked to. People that need to be touched that other people won't be able to reach. But you two will. Because he ordained you together. Not as one, but as two. Together, making one. God said he loves you. And he says, don't worry about everything else. All that will fall into place. Because I have my hand upon you, says the Lord. My sister here, God says, yeah. You thought you retired, but you're busy right now. But God says some of those things that keep you so tied up and down, God says some of those things are going to be released so that you too will be able to do things that pleases you and pleases him and glorify him. He says there are so many things in this community, in this world, that can be done. And you are the one to do that. God says, pray to him and you know he will answer your prayers, because he has already answered so many of your prayers. There has been times when you didn't know which way to go or which way to turn, God says. You didn't know what was happening with your children and your family, but God said you cried out to him and he answered every time on time. So God says you are a beautiful person in and you are a beautiful person outside. So God said even your steps are going to be able to are starting to change. You're going to hear a new song as you begin to walk. And you're going to walk to those songs. You're going to walk to those lyrics. You're going to walk to those beats. God says he's going to get dreams and visions to you. And you're going to be able to say, oh, I've never done that before. But God says, we have groups here that will help you. Apostle Leonard can help you. And he has helpers. Just like the Holy Spirit is our helper, God said, get your dreams and you write them out and you bring them to the church. And you'll be surprised on what those dreams really meant. He says, dreaming about food for you is not really about the natural food. It's about other things that won't cost you a penny because God is providing.
I just want to add one thing, Janice. God's putting a demand on the healing and teaching anointing that is on your life. For the Lord says, I'm strengthening your body and I'm causing you to be strong. And the Lord says, I'm even going to take some responsibilities away from you. And not that we were talking this morning, but I understand the responsibilities that are on you. The Lord says, those things are going to change and some things are going to change suddenly. And so the Lord says, rest in me, but I'm putting a demand on the anointing that is on your life, and I'm making room for you. I'm making the way for you. I'm making space for you, says the Spirit of God. And the Lord says, I'm going to open the door for you to walk through, says the Lord. For the Lord says, I have need of you in this season, in Jesus' name.
And Joyce, I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying, know that you are never alone. He says, know that he is always with you. Know that this is not a strange place that you're in. Know that it's like heavenly places that you're going. God said he's making a way for you for different things. Just hold on, my daughter. Hold on and believe that I am on the way. Because I have things for you to do. I have communities for you to touch. And the money that you will need will be available to you. Because I, the Lord, have called you into these places. He said there may be people who don't understand you. And that they shake their head and may not agree with you. But he says stand fast. Stand still. Know that you are right. Know that you are doing what I want you to do. God says, don't worry, my daughter. Provisions are coming. Fulfillments are coming. Everything that you need is coming. Education classes are coming. And God says, don't worry, the provisions will be there. Because in this new education that you're taking, it's also to fulfill what God has on his agenda for you. And the Lord said he loves you. He embraces you daily. As you walk through your apartment, say, thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And he feels those, thank you, Lord. And I love you, Lord. And he said, you feel them as I put my arms around you. The young lady, you come several in times and I've talked to you several times, but I've forgotten. Pam? Elaine? I know it's an easy name. So Elaine, the Lord says that you're not here by mistake. and you keep coming back looking for something. And God says he's going to begin to even open up your ears and open up your eyes. He's going to remove the mask so that you can see what he has in store for you. He says sometimes he talks to you, Elaine, but you don't truly believe it's of God. But God said he's going to clear out your ears. He's going to take off that mask that you have on so you'll know everything that is of him. And that he's going to give you the spirit of discernment. God says, because you're going to use this to glorify him. God says, you are a special woman. You're a special woman. He says, hold your head high, your shoulders back, because you have the strength of the Lord. He said, as you walk, remember the Holy Spirit dwells within you. He says, when you talk to him at night, he hears you. Don't think because you can't hear what he's saying back that he doesn't hear you. And every tear that you have shed, Elaine, God said he has collected them. And your answers are coming. He's just continued to believe in him and that he loves you. He's going to put you in a new place of knowing who he is, of feeling his love for you. Roxanne, God says you are truly a woman of God. You give your all. You walk a big walk. You stand tall. You give your last off your back. But sometimes you wonder, God, when am I going to receive something? God says you do. You do. And God says you're going to begin to even see more of a blessing that he has for you, that your children and your children's children will be saved. God says, I see them now, Roxanne, coming into the churches with you, beside you, calling you up. I'm coming, Grandma. I'm coming, Mama. God says, don't worry. Don't give up. Keep crying out to him, because he is the one to cry out to. God said he knows. He's moving some things and some situations. He's shifting some things and some situations in place. He's doing some molding and some growing. You wonder, God, where are you in this? But he is in this. You continue to believe in God. You continue to call on him. And you will feel him in a greater way than you've ever before. Know there's nothing you are doing wrong. God says you're right. You're right. And I heard God say, I hear a song that God is giving you also. And you're going to start dancing to that song. You're going to be praising God. And God said, praise me. Praise is power. Praise gives anointing. We are taught here that praise gives power. God loves to be praised. The anointing will fall on you one day. You're not going to know what happened to you. You're going to call up the apostles and say, I don't know what happened to me. It's going to be the anointing. And you're going to feel the wet, I should say, because the anointing is going to be so strong. And God says, you are special and he loves you. So walk the way you have been walking, but in more strength, says the Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence this morning in this place, Lord God. We thank you that you're pouring out your love upon us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you're healing and restoring every heart and soul connected to River of Life Community Church. Lord, we thank you that you're healing and restoring our families, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We open up our heart and we say yes, Lord, to all you want to do, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're resetting us, you're realigning us, oh God, according to your perfect will for this time, for this season, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that even though we don't know what the future holds, we know that you hold the future. And Lord, we rest in you knowing that you hold the future and God, that you hold us in your hands. And Father, I thank you for the angels of the Lord that encamp round about those that fear you, O God. I pray, Lord, for angelic visitations, O God, for the people of God. We thank you, Lord, that you are releasing hosts of the heavenlies, O God, that are going, Lord, out to battle on our behalf, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that the battle belongs to you, O God. And as we pray, as we worship, as we intercede, as we lift up the name of Jesus, the name above every name, we thank you, Lord, that every knee must bow to your name, O Lord. And I thank you, Lord God, for your presence, Lord, in this place. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here. Holy Spirit, you are here. You are leading us, guiding us. I thank you that you're speaking to every person in this place, Lord. And you're drawing us closer to you. And you're deepening our relationship with you, Lord. I thank you, Father, that we know you more. That we will know you more. That the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened and we will know you in a deeper and more intimate way as we journey together. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.